Amanda.
We're back.
Back from the dead, practically.
You.
Yeah, me. Sorry.
I have nothing better to do than wait for us to podcast. Yeah,
then email me every day, can you podcast today? No, I have no voice. No, I'm coughing all the time. I'm going to cough all the way through this. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. Handful of cough drops here, so.
Some people were smart, and they went to our Facebook page and figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get a couple emails.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like, what's the deal? Sorry!
It was nature. It wasn't Lindsay at all.
My husband
full responsibility,
was
but
like,
I was...
do you want me to step in? And I was like,
oh,
and do what?
Well, he watches...
Not really?
Oh, that's...
Sometimes he'll walk by and he'll go, don't look stupid.
Oh, that doesn't count.
No. And I was like, I don't think you can fill the void.
No. And I didn't want to, part of me thought, okay, suggest that she, Lindsay does it by herself. And I was like, no, she's not going to do that.
That would be pathetic.
That's sad. That's even more sad than not podcasting at all.
No,
so.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do two separate podcasts
right
at the same session here. So
they're
going to
be posted separately, though.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it will be one
enormously
14-hour podcast.
Yeah.
And even I wouldn't want to listen to that.
And so we haven't split it by date. We've split it by storyline. And mm-hmm. that this is going to be our more Newman-Abbott storylines. The whole faith storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about Cain and Lily and Jana and Kevin and Lauren and all them in our other podcast.
Everyone else in the other one.
So don't miss out. Make sure you get both podcasts.
That's right.
But we're trying to make this easy for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be efficient.
Right. Because it's hard to listen to...
Like a two-hour-long
podcast. is, way too long. And from what I've heard, ours is... runs a little long
it
anyway,
does.
But,
yeah.
There's a lot to cover, and for it to be, it's, 4 weeks worth?
Yeah.
To cover?
Seriously.
So, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You're still getting your two podcasts, they're just...
separate.
Not when you expected them.
Okay. So when we left off a while ago, Patty was kind of having trouble being Dr. P.
Yes.
Filling
into
that place.
Her shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly with the medical knowledge, of which Dr. P, on paper, has a lot.
Yes.
She's written books, and she took classes, and,
Yeah.
Has an MD and all that.
And
so.
At first, Jack seemed like he was all fired up about...
Oh, yeah, he was digging the new...
Yeah, the new Emily or whatever.
Yeah. She's so expressive.
But he's starting to kind of figure out, because she's losing it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Slowly but surely, the cracks are starting to show that this is... It's too hard to...
It's not quite her.
Keep her own personality down. And you can see her...
Yeah.
Remembering, oh, that's right. I need to be Emily and I need to use, academic buzzwords and talk about medication
and wear dowdy clothes.
Right, yeah. Well, her clothes have,
No, there was a point where, Patty was putting on Emily's, suit because they were going to go to court, and she was like, oh, how do you wear this?
Yeah, that's right.
So,
and she's getting ready to testify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Patty, everybody thinking she's Dr. P,
mm-hmm.
has been administering care for Dr. P, who everybody thinks is Patty.
Right.
And Paul is now not okay with it, whereas he had basically forced her into it.
Right, yeah.
Now he's strictly
trying to force her out of it.
And via the court.
Right. Well, and part of it is because the real Dr. P woke up in the hospital,
uh-huh.
realized what was going on, and is trying desperately to make Paul understand, no, I'm not Patty, I am Dr. P.
Uh-huh.
You have to believe me,
Here's
my CV and,
saying anything she can to try to convince Paul. She even stabbed herself with a pen and,
mm-hmm.
got her blood on a napkin and begged him to do a DNA test.
Yeah.
Which he then just threw in the trash.
He just threw in the trash and was just kind of shaking his head thinking, oh, Patty's really sliding.
Mm-hmm.
She's really deteriorating. So because of that supposed deterioration, he's gone
mm-hmm.
against Patty acting as Dr. P.
Yes.
And you can't be my sister's.
Yeah.
Your primary
And admittedly, when Patty shows up and is like, Paul, can we have a moment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, then she attempts to either taunt Emily or mm-hmm. kill her.
Yeah.
Attack her.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't she try and smother her?
She did, but then...
to her and got then, interrupted?
Yeah, Emily, like, screamed, and then they came in or something.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, and then it works up Emily, so she really honestly does look pretty nutty. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because yeah. normal people don't stab themselves with pens or yank right. on their hair yeah. or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But she was released from the hospital.
And she's back to the rubber room.
Back to the rubber room, and Paul decided to have a... I don't know, competency hearing about Dr. P? How was it he was having her taken off the case? I can't remember why they went to court about it either,
because I didn't think it was that interesting. It was more just like, they keep talking about Dr. Jasper mm-hmm. this. But yeah. Dr. Jasper is always on vacation, yes. or out of town.
He's got the job I want.
Yeah, seriously. But he's more competent to take care of Patty. Or Dr. P as Patty.
Right, yeah.
It's like, so, props to this actress, because...
Oh, I'd have a hard time keeping straight.
I know.
You know, doing both. The thing I thought was interesting on Patty's point, the night before they were all supposed to go to court together, she goes into Patty's room / Emily's room and mm-hmm. shoots her up full of who knows what. You know, probably adrenaline.
It was some sort of antidepressant to make her
stay up all night.
Yeah.
Make her just, you know,
so she couldn't
jittery.
Sleep.
I was thinking it was like an adrenaline shot or something. Yeah. And it really did.
It made her just absolutely frazzled the next morning. And even Michael, when he saw her, he was like, Paul, we're not going to.
She can't go in there.
Yeah. She looks insane.
Right. Yes. And at one point she broke in anyway and pretty much sealed the deal.
So Emily's big thing was that she knew somehow that Jack and all of his courtroom mm-hmm. meetings were going to be held at the exact same time.
Right.
Like, in the courtroom next door.
Of course.
And even though, or maybe he was going to testify or something. He was at the courthouse.
I think he was testifying.
Okay. And so Patty told the judge, you know, it's just not good for fake Patty mm-hmm. to see Jack. She'll get all upset. She's obsessed. And mm-hmm. the judge said okay and made Emily as
Wait
Patty.
Wait outside.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. Emily created some sort of diversion where she busted in and was like, mm-hmm. Jack, we went ice skating, don't you remember? And Jack being a total...
idiot. Douchebag.
He was like, what are you talking about? Did Patty and I ever go ice skating?
Yeah, they talked about that afterwards and I was like, you are just the biggest moron on the earth.
I know. And I was thinking... that didn't quite seal it for me, though. If I had been Jack, I probably would have been like, what do you mean we went ice skating? Yeah. Like, she couldn't come up with something a little bit more specific? Like,
right,
remember that thing I do?
Patty does that, too.
I guess.
Patty does everything. So, yeah, again, it just proves my point. Tattoos can be helpful.
Yeah. Or a birthmark.
Or a birthmark, yeah. Or anything, really, that would distinguish you from another living being.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, although, you know, let's give Jack credit where it's due. He wouldn't notice anyway.
No.
You know.
And also, Patty is talking to the painting more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having conversations and getting frustrated.
Yeah.
With the painting of Emily that hangs over the fireplace, which I thought she made pretty clear she wanted taken down.
Yeah, no one was available to do that.
And, she can't tell the staff, like, when Jack's out, hey,
no.
You know what? I don't
like
that.
Yeah, let's put up the dogs playing poker instead. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact that it's still there. And yesterday's episode, particularly when she was talking to the painting and... the way that they shot the painting and the lighting on it and the uh-huh. angle, it was just like, yeah, she is laughing at you. That's pretty good. I like that.
It's true. I like... well, and Jack even... oh, no, he kind of came across Patty talking to herself in the mirror.
It was when she was rehearsing. Preparing for court, yeah.
Yeah, she was rehearsing some speech about how fake Patty...
should stay in her care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he, for a second, he was like, what are you doing talking to yourself in the mirror? And she had a good story, you know. Yeah. Well, I just want to sound good.
Yeah, no, duh. I thought that's...
Yeah.
Seemed perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
When she ran into one of her patients in the coffee house, and that was hilarious.
I loved her patient. I thought, her bring that girl on.
Yeah, yeah, I liked the patient. I want to know more about her. What the hell is her deal?
That chick was hilarious. I mean, I don't know. I guess I've never gotten care like that before, but this patient, like, ransacked Patty. Yeah. I need your help. Why haven't you returned my calls?
Right.
I was about to throw myself off a bridge until I saw you in the back of the coffee house.
Right. And Patty's just kind of like, get over it.
Patty now told her to go to her happy place.
Right. Yeah, that was great. That was really funny.
I kind of liked Patty as a...
no-nonsense shrink.
Yeah. She was like, you need to just...
chill.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And I think for a second, Patty went, God, is this how we sound? You know, like, us crazies? Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she was like, jeez.
Yeah, no wonder Emily's always yelling at me to get my act together. But Patty did actually have a good point, which is that, you know, make an appointment. If you're having an emergency, you don't have a session in the middle of the coffee house. And if your shrink says no, you have to respect that. So Patty actually has better boundaries than Emily ever did.
Yeah. Ironically.
Ironically.
Maybe, in some fantasy world of mine, Emily will get out, Dr. P and her will, I don't know, make friends, and they'll have a...
a joint practice?
Yeah.
There you go. I like that.
It's like good cop, bad cop.
Right, right.
Good psychiatrist, bad psychiatrist.
Right. But which is which?
I love it. Ooh. You can tell by the hair color, come on.
Oh, right.
Except they have to swap back.
Please, God, no. Mm. I just, that way just needs to die.
So I have been having a lot of fun with Patty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Patty as Dr. P is...
yeah.
Pretty good.
So, now the Faith debacle.
Yeah, let's get to it.
It's big.
It is big. I think we should go back to that Phyllis is looking for clues. For some reason, Phyllis is like a dog with a bone on this.
I know.
And to her credit, even when she knew it was going nowhere for her personally, she was able to step back and say, you know, for the greater good, I need to speak up.
Blah,
and not
blah.
Keep this to myself.
I'm over Phyllis lately.
Well, Phyllis can go die, but,
like,
yeah.
A year ago, I was like, I hate Sharon. Ugh. Phyllis, I love you. And now they've swapped me back. Now I'm kind of, like, on the go Sharon train.
On the Sharon train,
I don't know.
I've always liked Sharon. I mean, she irritates me and annoys me to no end, but given a choice between her or Phyllis...
Really?
Yeah, I think because Phyllis has always kind of irritated me. From the beginning.
I always liked Phyllis better.
Yeah, I know.
Until now,
until recently,
where I'm about
kind of
even. Yeah, and I'm just kind of, I don't know. When they make her all...
goody-goody.
Mm-hmm, she's so pious about everything and...
yeah, she is awfully self-righteous.
Which I know is stupid to say because everyone on a soap opera is pious.
At one point
pretty
or another,
much like 5 times a week.
Yeah, yeah.
They always have something to preach about. But some people just sort of end up a little bit more preachy at times than others, and, you know, of course.
Well, some people you don't mind being preached at from
That's
them.
That's true.
You know? From Phyllis, it's just like, who the hell are you to be preaching at me about
you
anything?
Skank.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, she was looking... She got Skye's diary from Dr. Taylor's storage unit, and eventually, like, that got passed around to...
pretty much everybody, really. But, yeah.
They might as well have just published it in Restless Style.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Barnes & Noble had
tonight
it on the shelf.
Tonight on the news, we'll just be reading from this diary. Other
this
things
poor
happen,
dead
too.
Girl's diary.
Right.
I like how, like, nobody respects this poor murdered girl's... I mean, like, I don't know how people sort of, like, they don't bring it up that... David Chow had murdered Skye, and they found her body in the stable. You know, it was really gruesome.
Yeah, and they're just kind of glossing over that part.
Yeah.
Although, wasn't there a scene where Sharon...
I think
Sharon
felt bad.
Sharon was reading... No, she was reading it, and she fell asleep, and had the dream that and Skye came to her and said...
Was it her or was it Adam that had the dream?
No. She had... Adam may have had a dream too. But she had... It was a dream or a hallucination where she was reading the diary.
Yeah, you're right.
And Skye was reading it to her and then said, Sharon said something like, why are you being so mean? And she's like, I'm not being mean. This is your hallucination. I'm a figment of your imagination. And at that same time, Ashley was having her nightmare, remembering back to...
They had this whole episode that was seriously just dreams.
Yeah.
For Sharon and Ashley.
Yeah. And that was when I personally was at the height of my sick fever.
Yeah.
And so I honest to God, it was just like, oh, wow.
I can't handle this.
This is too much. It was bad. It was bad timing.
I mean, the whole episode, they didn't focus on anything but...
Other than that.
Like, Sharon dreaming. They were both asleep and they were both having these sort of, like, delusional
weird
dreams.
Yeah.
Or, like, prophetic dreams, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So...
Anyway.
Yeah.
So...
And they both, essentially, in their dreams, knew the truth about Faith.
Yeah.
You know. And it was kind of weird and creepy and...
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, the diary gets passed around church. So then Phyllis, the social worker contacted Phyllis, is that right?
Yeah, because Phyllis had been snooping around in the storage unit, the social worker who was like the probate officer for Dr. Taylor's
estate,
had this letter and said,
And he had, basically, the letter was written after he got hit by the car, and he was
on
in
the
ambulance.
Yeah,
and he was dying, and he had the paramedic, like, transcribe it or whatever.
Yeah, a dying declaration.
Yeah.
Which are, according to law and order, always taken as truth.
Really?
In the court.
Oh, man.
TV court, at least. So anything that you say in a dying declaration
is
considered to be the truth. Yeah. Unless there's, like, huge
evidence.
I'm going
to say something really messed up.
Oh, yeah. Well, unless there's huge evidence to the contrary, that can be proven, but...
Oh. So if I said, like, I'm Donald Trump's daughter...
Yeah, unless...
His illegitimate daughter.
Yeah, that would not be taken seriously by anyone.
What?
But...
BS. Anyway, so the letter...
Phyllis has it.
Because the woman said it was addressed to Mrs. Newman.
Right.
Geez, how many Mrs. Newmans are out there?
Well, let's see.
Come on.
There's Ashley, there's...
I like how they just picked
Sharon,
Phyllis.
There's Phyllis, there's...
Nikki,
right. There's...
Old Sabrina.
Yeah, Victoria could get away with it.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Hope could have.
Abby? Oh, she's not a Mrs., never mind.
Well, no, but,
Still, the options were very wide, and the probate officer, whatever she was, she just sort of picked Phyllis and was like, are you the Mrs. Newman? And Phyllis, being snoopy and conniving, was like, with her southern accent.
Well, initially she was saying, Phyllis was trying to get information out of her.
Yeah.
And was using the southern accent and a pseudonym and... All that stuff she used to get into the storage unit to begin with.
She had
with.
Pretended to be like a coworker or
maybe
a colleague or
something.
Colleague
of some kind, yeah.
From the South?
Somehow or another, she was...
I liked her Southern accent.
I did like her Southern accent. That
I thought, bring it back.
Yeah, yeah.
Halloween next year.
There you go. Or have her go undercover again for some reason. But as soon as Phyllis learned about the letter... She turned off the accent, pulled out her driver's license, confessed everything.
Give me the letter.
Yeah, she's like, no, really, I am Phyllis Newman. This letter is meant for me. And
even though we knew that it wasn't for her.
Right, no. And she knew.
Yeah.
But she just wanted to know what was in it.
Because she's snoopy.
And she's snoopy, right. And the probate officer didn't know any better, and so after a little bit of said, all right, fine, here you go.
Yeah, the woman was like, really, you shouldn't use fake southern accents and...
Right.
Toy with people.
Right. Oh, well.
But I'll give it to you.
Don't do it again. That's not right.
Yeah. And so she opens the letter, and she just sort of, like, gets this horrible look on her face, like, ugh. Because we know what it says.
Oh, yeah. And it, you know, basically outlined
exactly that, yeah, what had happened, you know, with Dr. Taylor and
pregnancy
Adam.
And Adam and is the devil and the babies were.
I have this feeling the letter said like Adam is the devil and like there were little horns and fire pictures
yeah.
around
absolutely.
It.
Pitchforks.
Sure. Anyway, at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants answers out of Adam.
Right, yeah.
Adam is this pinnacle point. Like, who? What did you do? You
yeah.
horrible
what happened
person.
Last summer?
So Victor comes up with a plan
mm-hmm.
to... And they don't really say what the plan is,
no,
I guess.
it was very sneaky. Everybody knew about it. Everybody was in on it.
And
they all
like,
had their parts.
He went to Jack, and he and Jack, you know, united on this plan. Everybody's like, oh,
mm-hmm.
Victor and
they
Jack.
They must be important.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And... They tell Sharon, you know, this is what we want you to do, and mm-hmm. she's really, in the beginning,
initially
she
was hesitant.
Yeah, she was like, I can't do this,
yeah.
and then she agrees.
Because she had read the diary, she knew,
uh-huh.
she was suspicious that her baby hadn't died, and the thinking...
And she begged him to tell her, Adam.
Yeah, it's like, what happened to my baby? What did you and Dr. Taylor do with the baby?
Yeah.
You know.
And Adam just continues to refute anything.
So they go to Rafe, they go to Heather.
And Rafe is instantly on the bandwagon, whatever mm-hmm. it is, because
yeah.
he still has an axe to grind.
Oh, yeah.
Heather.
Heather took a little bit more.
Because, you know, she's so...
She's upright.
Yeah, she is.
And then she realized, oh, wait, I don't have anything better to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it was like... I remember thinking, maybe back in the fall, that she had gotten over what Adam had done to her.
Yeah, yeah.
And clearly she hasn't.
Probably not.
Because she is bitter.
Yeah, well, I think the whole incident with Billy, when she was sleeping around with Billy and they were having so much fun together, was
yeah.
like, okay, you know, Heather's back on track.
Yeah.
But
clearly not.
That didn't clear away all the baggage she had.
She is... not happy.
Piece of work. Yeah.
And what she told them, she was like, you know, this could be illegal or something like
mm-hmm.
that. Or vigilantism.
Yeah.
Which, I thought vigilantism was legal, but apparently my knowledge of the law is way
Why
wrong.
Why would that be legal?
I don't know, because they always have those, you know, like, teams of vigilantes that patrol the streets. You know what I'm talking about? Like, they're
yeah,
organized.
Well, it depends on what you do when you're being a vigilante. I suppose, I mean, if you're thinking
oh.
about, you know... The people who patrol the streets, that's not really vigilantism.
Well, I thought that's what they called them. They're, you know.
It's kind of stretching it, I'd say.
It's like the warriors, you know.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, okay, I'm wrong. Hmm. So, in case I ever want to get my own justice.
Right.
I better play it on the down low.
I wouldn't go vigilante. Yeah, yeah, definitely wear a mask.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Nothing else, just the mask.
Yeah.
So, they get the law involved.
Yeah, it's like, if Heather and Rafe are there, because it's
mm-hmm.
like, the district attorney side
and the
defense attorney
right.
side, like, it's balanced? Is that what
I
they're
think
going
that
for?
I think that's kind of what they were
Makes
going for.
Makes it legal.
Yeah.
And they picked them, obviously, because they both...
had grudges.
Yeah.
Against Adam.
And, so we don't really know what's happening at that point,
mm-hmm.
but everybody's like, ooh, we're gonna get Adam.
Yeah.
And...
I thought they were gonna kill him.
I thought they were, too.
I thought for sure.
Or I frame him or something.
Mm-hmm.
But...
No, I just thought flat out that they were going to kill him. That it was going to be a murder on the Orient Express where everyone stabs him once. And so one stabbing isn't going to be enough to kill him, but you get, you know, 50 people in a room. Yeah, that'll do it. And then no one's really to blame.
See, you had sent me an email if I'd seen that
yeah.
movie, and I haven't. And I was like, oh.
So, great movie. Wonderful.
One of those weekends that you're sick, I tried to Netflix it, like, but, you know, it was one of those ones where you actually have to send away for the DVD,
oh, yeah.
and I'm too lazy for that.
Oh my god, that
so
is sad.
So, I didn't watch
yeah.
it.
You should sometime, it's pretty good.
But I plan to, it's in the queue.
Yeah. Helen Hayes won an Academy Award for it, I think.
Yeah, I think it was.
And she
like,
has like three lines.
It was like award-winning movie. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. No,
how
it's
have
definitely
I not seen
worth.
This?
It's worth a watch. It had nothing to do with what happened on Y&R,
oh.
but it's still.
No.
That's,
okay.
that's what it made me think. It was like, oh wow, they're gonna do something heavy duty.
Okay. So really, what happened is, Adam gets a call from Sharon. Meet me at the Abbott Cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And he blindly, you know, for as smart as he is, yeah, oh, man, For as smart as he is, he doesn't.
He'll do anything for Sharon. Anything. He loves her.
Yeah.
And that's the only part of this that kind of makes me sad.
It was very sad because she's, like, waiting for him outside the cabin, and he's like, I love you, and blah, blah, and she was like, please just tell me what's happening, and he's like, I swear I didn't do anything.
Yeah. See, and that was his chance to really come clean and be a good guy and not be totally evil. Oh,
like,
come on,
he's had, like, 10,000 chances
but
before.
But not with Sharon.
Yeah, you know, I think he has.
Well, I suppose he kind of did
what many chances.
But this was, like, his really big, you know, this is it. If you're ever going to be a redeemable person, now is your chance. And he's just, no.
Yeah, and he didn't. Yeah. And instead, she kind of leans back and says, I'm sorry. And what happens? The blind guy who's already been punched in the eye, like, 50,000 times.
Right.
Gets billy clubbed in the head.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I was shocked.
Really?
Like, shocked.
Why?
How many times do they have to hit the blind guy in the face? Like, really?
Well, so they hit him from behind this time.
No, they hit him in the front. It was like, bam, right in the front of his head. Like, he was standing, and I don't know how he didn't hear the snow crunching.
I thought he got hit from behind.
I think Victor came from the side, but he definitely got whacked, like, bam, in the forehead.
Oh, that's right, because he's got his head cut open.
And it was like, okay, so he passes out or whatever. He wakes up, and was he tied to a chair, or was he just there?
I think he was just in a chair.
Okay, so he wasn't, like,
I don't think he was bound.
Okay.
By any.
Not that that ever means anything on this show. Those ropes are always so loose and poorly tied.
Really.
And everybody and their dog is standing there around him.
Yeah.
Wanting answers.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah, and everybody had a reason to be there.
I don't know why they thought he'd
give
it up.
Yeah. That was ridiculous.
I mean, if you want somebody to really give it up, you don't bring, like, every single person
who's ever been harmed by them.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of times when, you know, he got smacked around a little bit. Billy was there. Billy hit him a couple times. I think Jack hit him, maybe.
Maybe.
Victor.
And there was also a lot of, like, holding back, you know, oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't punch the blind guy again.
Again. Right.
So, but he didn't give him anything up.
No. He was denying.
Until Phyllis
consistently
had just gotten that letter.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to Michael first, didn't
That's
she?
That's right, yeah, she did, and kind of asked for advice.
Yeah, because she was just going to get rid of that letter, and Michael's like, really? Is that really what
is
you should do?
Is that who you want to be?
Ethically.
Yeah.
Ethically. And she goes up to the cabin, but then she's out by, like, that faith plaque on the tree.
Oh, yeah, and she almost,
like, she had out the lighter.
She had the lighter out, yeah, and she almost burned it up.
And then I think she looked at the faith plaque and felt bad or something.
Stupid faith plaque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. So then she goes in with the letter and kind of tells everyone.
Here's the deal.
BTW.
Yeah. Well, and then focus shifted quickly to Ashley in her empty womb.
Oh.
I felt bad for her because
I feel terrible.
You know, really, I don't think, even though she had an idea that something was not right, that her baby
was missing,
it hadn't occurred to her that
but
she had a hysterical
pregnancy.
But
it's not like she
pregnancy.
Went out and stole the baby. You know, put in her
arms.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, absolutely. I feel terrible for her this whole time.
So, sucks for Ashley.
Really, really sucks. And for her to have everyone in the family go, oh, yeah, she went crazy. And just immediately bought into the hysterical pregnancy. And, oh, come on, Ashley, you have to remember. And she just doesn't.
No,
you know,
and they're, like, kind of putting the pieces together. But it's like nobody even for a second went, hey, wait a second, this might not be true.
Right, no, not even for
this
a nanosecond.
This wild, implausible story that would only happen on a soap opera. No, they just bought
it. Yeah, immediately everybody bought into it.
Including Ashley in a way, you know.
To a point. Yeah.
She
tried to remember. She was trying really hard to
yeah.
You know, well, now, wait a minute. What did actually happen?
Reluctantly. She didn't really want to.
I don't think she really wanted to go there, no. Because, you know.
Of course.
Things are pretty good for her right now.
Yeah.
So.
Of course. And so Adam refuses to give anything up.
Mm-hmm.
Phyllis does the letter thing.
Various groups of people talked about it. You know, there are all these little couplings.
But they had agreed, you know, like, nobody, whatever, what happens at the Abbott cabin stays at the cabin.
Right.
So, a bunch of people leave because they're, you know...
Well, like, there was no reason, really, for Victoria to be there. There was no real reason for Billy to be there. I mean, I suppose they were there supporting their siblings, but...
And I think really, Sharon and took off because she was, like, shocked.
Right. And Heather and Rafe had left before the letter.
They had. Because they were like, okay, at this point...
Adam's getting beat up a lot. We need to not be here for this.
Yeah, they were like, this is kind of illegal.
Yeah.
But feel free to swing the Billy Club a few more times after we're gone.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we'll be out in the
crotch. In the crotch area.
Right.
Anyway, so it's a lot less people, and Adam, what did he do to create, like, a diversion, or?
Well, pretty much everyone was gone except for Victor, and maybe, wasn't it just Victor and?
I don't even know.
And Jack at that point?
Probably.
Yeah, and he figured out somehow, he escaped, basically. He ran out.
But then.
He got away. Sort of.
Fail. He tripped in the snow and knocked himself out?
Like a mile from the cabin, though, so he got pretty far.
That's true. Like, you know, some security guards found him or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so instead of him getting away...
Mm-hmm. Victor finds him. And at that point, I thought, okay, Victor's going to just kill him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Victor's just going to, you know, smother him or...
Yeah, it's true.
Hit him with a rock or something like that. And Victor turned out to be a big old puss and didn't...
Because Adam was, like, laying in the snow, unconscious or whatever, and I think he was breathing, but still, they performed some CPR.
There was some CPR, yeah, and that part was, again, horrifyingly wrong, because if you do the chest compressions on someone who's...
Breathing?
Well, if they're not breathing, you can do the mouth-to-mouth.
Sure.
But if they still have a pulse... And you do chest compressions, you can screw up their heartbeat and kill them.
Yes.
And so maybe Victor was trying to kill him through CPR, but...
I don't think so, because he was like, live!
My son.
Yeah.
So,
whatever.
He did.
So he lived.
Yeah. Wound up in...
It wasn't that dramatic of a moment. It was like...
It was kind of like,
he slips in the snow, he gets found, some CPR, up in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, because maybe they were trying to make the point that he wasn't going to die.
Yeah.
They didn't want to, you know, have the...
I guess so.
Have him go visit
and
everyone.
And maybe nobody feels bad if he dies.
Right.
Yeah. I would.
I would. Because I like the character and I like the actor, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure the people who know him.
You know. Yeah, I guess so. It would have been very just if he had slipped in the snow, cracked his own head open, and
died.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, well.
Oopsie.
So... In the meantime, everybody kind of goes home.
Mm-hmm.
They're digesting the crazy night.
Yeah.
Is that we'll talk about JT and Victoria in the next time. Oh, yeah. The podcast, right?
Okay. Yeah. Is that when Phyllis took the Faith memorial plaque off the
I think she went back, like, the next day.
Okay.
Because everybody the next day is like, holy crap.
No, what do we do?
Yeah. And Ashley's sort of blubbering a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And... Phyllis is like,
shit.
FML.
Yeah. Oh, now I've really done it. If ever something was going to bring Nick and Sharon together, this is probably it, and it's all my fault.
Yes.
And she kind of had her own little pity party. Is that when she met with Malcolm and they had fries?
Oh, yeah.
They were like on a French fry frenzy.
I know, and I was thinking, you don't eat fries.
Yeah, I'm sure that those were the only fries Phyllis has had in a year.
Yeah. So, yeah, they shared some fries and kind of had this whole, like, friends.
Heart to heart. Yeah, it was a definitely undercurrents going on there.
Which, okay, on a side note.
Okay.
Isn't Malcolm engaged? Remember?
Yes, he is.
Where is she?
He's not very engaged. They have not cast her yet. They have not figured out who she should be. It's
driving me nuts. Because when he's kind of doing this thing, like, with Phyllis, you know.
He's flirting up Phyllis something.
He is.
Yeah.
And she's kind of enjoying it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know. I think long term that, you know, Sharon and Nick are going to get back together.
Yeah.
Phyllis and Nick are going to get divorced. Malcolm and Phyllis are going to get together. And then suddenly the fiancé will show up.
Uh-huh.
and wreak havoc.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Whatever.
Maybe she'll be a Drew lookalike. Played by the old Drew.
I don't think so.
No, because she left on bad terms or something, right?
I'm not really sure. I feel like everything I've read is like, she's trying to get back, she's trying to get back, and they're kind of like, hire her. No. I guess because I have this feeling that her real personality in real life is that of abrasive. The character.
Yeah.
But everybody loves Drew. I mean, not everybody. There's a very large portion of old YNR watchers
who
really love Drew.
I didn't like her when she was on the show. She died probably 6 months within my first, starting to watch
the
show.
She didn't die. Hello.
Whatever.
She fell off a cliff.
Okay, fine.
Went down a stream.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing happened.
She's serving burgers at a lodge right now somewhere.
Right. Well, and so...
Yeah.
She's got a different name, and she'll come back.
They did it with Mrs. Chancellor. Come on.
They did it with Mrs. Chancellor. Absolutely. They did it with...
Switcheroo.
Didn't someone else... Oh, Nick had lost his memory.
But not for long.
Not for very long. Yeah. Anyway, I think the reveal of who she is.
I know it's off track, but I was thinking that when they were having fries, and I was like, okay.
Shouldn't you be having fries with someone else?
Yeah. So they have fries. They talk about love.
Life. And betrayal and fidelity.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, all that other stuff.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't. It was just foreplay.
Over fries.
With ketchup.
Yes. So, I don't know. And he kind of leads her in the right direction. He is like, hey, by the way, your husband is in this, turmoil right now because he could have a baby that he thought died that didn't die. Yeah. And now,
And what are you doing to support him?
Yeah.
Sitting here eating fries with me.
Yeah. So what he was kind of the voice of reason. And she's like, oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. And she goes back and they kind of do this, he's like, I love you. And she's like, okay.
I know.
I just don't buy it. I don't buy it at all.
No, I think Nick is just repeating what he, he knows will keep things steady at home.
Yeah.
Just tell her what she wants to hear. Doesn't matter if you believe it or not.
Sure.
It's all good.
Yeah. Because he wears sweater vests every day, and that's what guys who wear sweater vests do. I kind of enjoyed his sweater that he wore today, though, that black and gray.
I couldn't decide if I liked it or if it made him look like a complete douchebag.
Well, I would have liked it if it had sleeves. It was a sweater vest, and I wasn't so into that.
Are you sure it wasn't just a sweater?
Yeah, because I looked back.
Okay.
No. It was, it buttoned.
Yeah.
You're right.
All right.
A button vest. A button sweater vest.
A button sweater vest. Well, Nikki made it for him, so.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
She goes back. They're smoothed over.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
So.
I guess that's when, then, I don't even know, why did, they went to the hospital for something or other, didn't they, or no?
Well.
Phyllis leaves the next day, because she's still having a pity party. And she's like, I need to do the right thing. I need to take that plaque off the tree.
Then she goes up and gets the plaque. And on her way back from getting the plaque, is that when she
And she doesn't tell anyone where she's going. Yeah. Right. But they kind of had this moment where it was like, she was really upset in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick and Sharon had gone to Ashley's,
to look at the baby.
To look at the baby, literally.
Yeah.
Because Sharon had this I don't know if it was like a dream or what, but Cassie came to her.
That hallucination was hilarious.
Hold the baby.
My God. Yeah.
Hold the baby.
And as soon as you hold the baby, you'll know. And then they show Sharon by herself but hugging Cassie.
Yeah.
And that shot was just so great. I laughed for about 10 minutes after that. It was like, that is just so funny.
I know.
And sad.
I think maybe the writers are kicking themselves for killing off Cassie back in the day.
Oh, yeah, they want Cassie back.
It's kind of like the whole John Abbott thing, where
they keep bringing back,
this, whatever, angel or whatever she's supposed to be, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Sharon and Nick go back, While, like, at the same time, Jack and Billy and maybe even Victor are, like, pushing Ashley, like, don't you remember?
Yeah.
Were you not pregnant? Right. Did you have a miscarriage?
Yeah, when did you have a miscarriage?
And then she kind of remembered the stairs.
She kind of remembered that it was around the time she thought she had killed Sabrina with the car. But yeah. she just didn't have enough details.
No.
And they just kept hounding her, and I'm just like, you guys, God, relax.
So, it was like this scene where Nick and Sharon are, like, sort of nervous looking at the baby. Mm-hmm. Phyllis is in the car, like, freaking out. And then they showed, like, Summer being comforted by the nanny.
Yeah, what was that about? That was just like...
I think it was like, you're not important.
Yeah. One ignores you.
It was weird.
Yeah, that was a weird little moment.
It was honest, though, because I think that all the time. Like, well, where is Summer?
Yeah, oh, I wonder, yeah, about most of the kids.
Who left her?
Right.
So,
yeah,
whatever. Then Phyllis gets in a car accident, and everybody freaks out and goes to the hospital.
Only breaks her leg. I thought that was...
I know.
I was like, what?
But I loved when she was all drugged up.
Yeah, she was funny.
She was hilarious.
Yeah.
And Daniel was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. She was just too funny when she was all drugged
up. Yeah, that was good.
Funny and honest.
Yeah.
Let's have her drugged up more often.
That's right. They should be pumping her full of a little bit more morphine for that. You know. And why is she in the hospital? It's just a broken leg. Who cares?
I know. People wouldn't they have just cast it up and sent her home?
Cast it up and sent her home, but she's been there for like 3 days.
Because she's Newman, and it's like, you know how it's been in the news lately, you know, like Obama's physical is like $1 million physical. It's not the same as ours.
Oh, sure.
Because she's a Newman. She gets like, you know, the Obamacare.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
She stays for several days longer than the rest of us to make sure that her leg will heal back.
Who would have never even seen a room?
I know.
You know, you see the hallway and the cast room, and that's it.
Do they cast you up in the in the, like, emergency room?
Well, yeah.
No.
No, they do. Well, they'll do an... Have you never had a broken bone?
No, I never have, actually.
No, they take the x-rays, they verify that it's a break. They call your insurance company to make sure you're covered. And as soon as they know you're covered, you get sent to what's called the cast room. And
really?
There's somebody whose their only job is to put you in a cast.
Huh.
Unless you have to have surgery to, like, you know, put pins in and that kind of thing. Which
no, I've only
she
sprained.
Didn't. Oh, huh.
And I think I got sprained, I think I got my sprain wrapped in a room.
It was probably wrapped
but
in a
But I
cast
was there
room.
For, like, 30 minutes and they were like, off, go.
Yeah, it's like, okay, and here's
your
Vicodin. Drugs.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
Come back.
Yeah, so she's been in the hospital for, like, a few days.
A couple of days,
and she feels really, like, I don't know.
Not at all bored.
Yeah, it's like she doesn't even have a TV in there.
No.
I think she feels just really powerless being in there because all these things are happening
and
that
she
normally
go.
Has her nose in the middle.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's, like, stuck with a broken leg.
Mm-hmm.
Nice way to, I don't know, physically...
Keep her out of the way, I suppose. But, you know, if they were going to go to that length of having Phyllis... out of the way. They should have given her a more significant injury than a broken leg.
But at the same time, I think they don't want Nick to be, like, all upset
about her. Oh, worried
about her.
That's true. That's
right?
true. Okay.
It's just a way to sort of get her out of the picture so that,
in
well,
a safe way.
And so while they're there, it's like Nick gets there, everybody gets there, and they decide, let's just do the DNA test
let's
at the same
right,
time.
Let's just do it right now. Yeah. And Ashley, to her credit, has been, again...
Somewhat cooperative.
Pretty cooperative, yeah.
But it's depressing.
But while they're at the hospital, is that when she took off? Because they're all at the hospital, and then she decides, you know what?
Jack was at her house, though.
I can't do this.
And she was like, don't you want to take a shower?
That's right. That's what it was.
And Jack's like, I can wait. She's like, no, no. You should shower now.
Right. And when your sister tells you to take a shower, brothers
filthy
out there,
boy.
Go do it. Oh, my God. I've had to tell my brothers before, you stink bad. Go take a shower.
But that's
five
not
minutes.
Why she was saying it.
No, she was not doing it out of
she
the goodness of her heart.
She wanted to escape with Faith.
Yeah.
Because she was kind of doing the creepy Patty thing where she was like whispering in Faith's ear, Mommy
We're
and Faith need to leave now.
Right, yeah. And Faith is just like, yeah, whatever.
Goo goo gaga.
Yeah, feed me.
Yeah. So they go to the airport, which is a very fancy airport, I must say. And they're, like, in the waiting room waiting for the plane, and the plane is delayed.
Delayed. Mechanical problem.
And
which
did
could
Tucker
take forever.
Get
Tucker was
off
coming
the
back.
Plane?
Yeah, Tucker was coming back from New York.
At that. It's the famous
coincidental meeting at the airport.
I was just going to say, it's not the regular airport. You know, it's not like JFK or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's like the Newman Abbott Airport. Right. Where yes, they're not going to take the private jet, but...
Right. You know, they're in business class.
They're not.
First class. You know, they have that
brushing
little...
against...
You have to have a ticket to go in.
Yeah.
You know, the Silver Cloud Room or whatever the hell it's called.
Seriously. Yeah. And she's the only one in there with Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker walks by, he's like... How's it going? And she kind of snaps at him, but then...
And he was nice.
He was very nice.
I liked Tucker then. It was like,
he's
okay.
Got a thing for Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, why not? She's cute. She's single. She has a cute baby.
She's insane.
Well, only a little. Like, she's got a lot of baggage. He doesn't know that. He doesn't know any of that. As far as he knows, she is a very rich divorcee
but,
with a well-behaved baby. What
yes,
not to like?
Yes. Okay, admittedly.
She's a little old for him.
But he kind of, like, talks to her, and he's like, you're not somebody to run away from things, you know? Just, it looks like you're running away from a problem. Mm-hmm. And she kind of thinks about it, and she's like, you're right. So she goes back, everybody's freaking out.
Yeah.
But she came back, whatever.
Yeah, she came back, they did the DNA test.
So then but Tucker comes back the next day to check on her. He's in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know?
That was so blatant. And I think that it was acknowledged by everyone. It's like,
yeah.
You know, I just wanted to see you again.
Yeah.
So I thought it was kind of sweet.
It's so dysfunctional. Like,
why? Why is that dysfunctional?
Oh my
he
God.
Thinks she's cute. He knows she's having a hard time. And so he's going to move in on the vulnerable woman. Oh, I think it's completely natural.
I know that Tucker has his baggage. I get it.
Okay.
But his baggage is so marginal compared to her baggage. If you're a good-looking guy, you got a lot of money, you got your own private jets, whatever, Ferraris, and you're like, you know, I think that babe's hot.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I'm gonna make my move.
She's kind of powerful, too. But wait, she's also insane. She might have to give up a baby. Like, I think that's when those guys sort of, like, wipe their hands and go, good knowing you.
I don't think he knew that.
He did, because she explained it to him.
She told him the whole thing about the baby was might not be hers.
When, the next day when he came by, she had the video camera, and he
goes, that's right, okay.
You know, my company owns...
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Those video cameras.
She couldn't make it work.
Yeah, and so he...
Okay.
The reason she had the video camera was she was going to make this video of, like, her and Faith together so that when she eventually gives up Faith, Faith will remember them being together.
Right.
Sure. And Tucker's like, hey, you know what?
Let me help you.
Let me be your tripod.
Right.
So she starts doing the video, but she just loses it. She's
big time. She's bawling.
I mean, full on insane crying. And he goes over and he puts his arm around her. And the whole thing gets videotaped.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's where high powered CEO, international businessman. Yeah, no. I got my own problems.
I don't think so. I think he was just.
You know,
I
it's
just
been
want
great.
To think that he's nicer than that. I want him to have a better heart than.
Don't you remember him dumping Jill and. Banging the skank the next day. He's not better than that.
No. Okay, see, I take umbrage at that because I think that Jill got what she deserved. Jill was no better than the skank that he banged right afterwards. Whereas Ashley, I think, is a woman of higher quality. She deserves better.
Ashley just tries to pretend, but she's not.
Yes, she is.
No.
I have not seen any slutty behavior out of her ever.
That's because she's a cold bitch.
Well, so what? That's okay.
All right, anyway.
No, I just think, I thought it was sweet, and I thought...
You're right. I mean, Tucker.
You know, it showed that he had that he does have a heart, that he's not a complete player, and that, you know, he's kind of sweet on her and wanted to make it better.
I'm just saying logically.
Yeah. The thing that bothered me, and this is, again, just one of those weird tangents, I was thinking about the baby.
Yeah.
And the baby who plays Faith, I think, is just super cute. And they've got a couple of them. But those couple of babies have been getting a lot of airtime. And in the actual child's mind, how screwed up are they going to be, you know,
I know,
20 years from now when they wake up and it's like, God, I had the weirdest dream last night that this woman was crying. And she was acting like she was saying she was my mother. And I'm just like, you know, I want to see the you know, hypnotic recall
I think we all saw...
of those child actors and what they were really thinking at the time.
Bruno or whatever when he... Did you see Bruno?
I did not. Yeah. No.
Don't waste your time.
You told me not to see it, so I didn't bother.
It wasn't near as good as Borat. But there is a point where he is interviewing these parents of child actors, basically like that he wants a child actor, and he's asking the parents, so do you mind if your child gets, you know... near
regressed.
High amounts of chemicals that could damage their brain, and the parents are like, no, it's fine, it's fine. Oh, she loves high chemicals!
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's like the parents of those, you know...
child actors who'll do anything to get them
absolutely.
A job.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm just...
No, I just wonder, you know, it would be really interesting to see a regression.
Sure.
Of because, you know, everything that happens to a baby gets imprinted somewhere, so, you know.
Okay.
Maybe Corey Feldman, or Corey Haim, or whichever Corey it was who just passed away.
Corey Haim, hello.
Okay, well, you know.
Anyways, the best part of that whole scene to me was that Tucker had videotaped it all, and Ashley, like, goes upstairs to sort of, like, compose herself.
Well, and to put the baby down.
Okay. And Tucker's still kind of downstairs, and Neil shows up. And
helps
Neil's
himself
like,
to come right in, by the way.
Well,
he apologized, but I don't care. It's not okay.
Yeah.
It's rude.
I didn't see a problem with it so much. No. Anyway, he kind of is like, Tucker, why are you here? Because, you know, he's got beef with Tucker in like 9,000 different ways. Mm-hmm. And Tucker's like, oh, you know, and they kind of do some like company business banter against each other. And then...
But there was like a strong undercurrent of, you know... mark my territory, pride business going
absolutely.
On.
And Tucker's like, okay, I'm out of here. Here's the video camera. He's like, by the way, I'm here to, like, comfort your girlfriend.
Yeah.
FYI.
Who's freaking out.
And he leaves, and Neil sort of looks back at the video, and he sees Tucker comforting the absolutely
sobbing,
insane
distraught.
Ashley.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure what he was upset about. Was it that Tucker's arm was around her, or that she was blubbering like
an
idiot?
No.
It was the Tucker part. Okay, that's what I thought.
It was clearly the Tucker part. Which shows what an asshole Neil is.
Okay,
you know, if
sure.
he wasn't such a jerk, he would be concerned about
he
the fact
been
that she
there.
Was crying.
He would have been taking
there.
The video.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, because Neil has not been there for Ashley.
At all.
No. He liked powerful, with it, Ashley, and I... This is where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, when she gets all nutty, that's when you say, I'm sorry, I can't handle this.
Yeah, see, Neil, I can totally see that from. Yeah. And, which is ironic, given that Drew was such a nut case.
You can only love one nutty bitch
well,
in
yeah,
your life.
Well, yeah, maybe he learned. It's like, oh, I see the signs, I'm out of here. I'll see ya.
Yeah.
Call me when you're sane again.
I had one woman who was in the psych ward.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, that's kind of where that is. So, the last thing is Adam is in the hospital.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not the last thing,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, we got a couple things, yeah.
Okay, how about... Okay, Adam is in the hospital.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, hilarious twist of fate, his doctor is Patty posing as Dr. P.
Right, yeah, which is just so great.
I loved it.
Well, because he's stopped eating... He's really regressed.
He didn't
talk
stop
to
eating.
Anybody.
He was
but
faking
he
it.
He's pretending to stop eating. Right.
He tells everybody, he's like, I won't eat. And then, like, the woman is trying to feed him like a baby.
Yeah, which I was looking at that going, no nurse in their right mind would
in
ever.
In the Newman Ward, maybe. Okay, maybe not.
I'm still, I don't think so.
Yeah, the nurse was like,
you don't want it? Fine.
Eat.
And then she took the food. I'm like, why don't you just leave it there and he'll eat it if
so
he gets hungry?
So what did he eat when she was gone? I kind of turned my head
away.
He
had like a big bowl of bread. You know, one of those bread bowls?
Yeah.
Like tucked in under the covers. It wasn't just a roll. It was like one of those big ones. And he's like,
well, I saw him eating it. And it's like I had turned my head for a second and I turned back and I thought, where did he get that food?
It's the same place you get the mystery hydrogen peroxide. They just have cupboards that,
okay.
You know. Yeah, who knows where he got it.
So he's actually eating, but he's faking.
Right, he's
and
pretending.
He's pretending. And Patty, not really being a psychologist, And knowing it's Adam, because he totally screwed with her, is, like, loving this.
Oh, yeah. She's just, like,
and she's,
in her element.
Yeah, she's gonna, like, she's like, I'm gonna send you to prison. And he's like, no, I'm too insane. And he's trying to convince people he's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In, like, the most stereotypical way ever.
Right.
And well, she like, sees through
all,
it.
He was all regressed, and he wasn't talking to anybody, and he was monotone, and this and that. And she pinched him. And he's like, what are you doing? And snaps right out of it. And she's just kind of, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
Don't play crazy with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got crazy. You don't know what you're doing.
But she says to him, like, I don't even know where what he had said to sort of egg her on. But she goes, I'm not obsessed with Jack. I'm in love with him.
Right,
it's different.
Yeah, that's right.
And she leaves. And Adam is like, that sounds so familiar.
I've heard that
and he
before
kind of
in that same place.
And he has one of those soap opera revelations where he sits up and he realizes she's Patty. It was absolutely classic.
Yeah.
And he smiles.
I mean, it was old school.
He knows that he's got his, like, leverage now.
But no one's going to believe him.
But I think he's going to use her. He's going to go, I know you're Patty and I won't give it up unless you sort of, like,
help me escape.
Yeah. I think that's where they're going.
Okay.
With it.
All right. Well, yeah, I can see that more than.
He's not going away anytime soon. What I read, his contract isn't up until the end of May.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if they'll renegotiate or if he's going
to
be. I don't know what
off
the deal
to the
is.
Wind.
He's
I hope
so
that if,
good.
Yeah, I hope that if they do let him, the actor, go, they at least keep the character. Because I think the character is such a good foil.
Do you think anybody else could do such a good job? He's done so wonderful.
You never know. You know,
I guess.
It's possible.
He's done a great job.
Yeah. Well, which is why he's leaving. You know, the good people who can actually act.
No way.
What? I'm just saying.
If I was, like, really good at acting, which I'm not, but if I was, I would love to be on The Young and the Restless, and I would have no desire to move on
to
better places, in quotes.
Money.
Like,
you
CSI New York is supposed to be better.
Well,
come on. That's equally as bad.
Yeah,
no offense
but,
to anyone who likes that show.
Right. But let's think about some other people who started in soap operas.
I know, I get it.
You know, Sarah Michelle Gellar is a kajillionaire now.
I know, but I'm just saying there are some people, I think, that stay there because they really like... Because
it's comfortable and,
well, and they like... That element.
Like the work.
Yeah.
To, you know, work every day.
I always think of Elvis, because Elvis was in a lot... I know you're giving me this look
Elvis
like...
Elvis is not in a
what
soap opera.
What are you talking about?
No. He was in soap opera.
Elvis was in a lot of movies.
He was in a factory.
What he hated about
movies
is that he... I'm an Elvis fan for all these people who are like, why are you talking about Elvis? He hated doing movies because he'd have to sit around for 4 hours just to say three lines.
Right, yeah.
And I always think Elvis should have been in
soap operas. Yeah, yeah.
Because he hated doing takes over and over and over again. He'd just roll with it, get it done, get out, come back the next day and do the work.
But, okay, this tangent's going way too far. But do we know that Elvis could actually act? Maybe they had to do all those takes because he
have
sucked.
Have we seen King Creole?
Yes, but I have not seen the outtakes from King Creole.
No, like, from what I've read, just, like...
That he was actually okay?
The wealth of stuff is that he actually enjoyed it. And he wanted to do a lot better,
he wanted to do serious films.
Yeah, but they put him in a lot of, you know, crap because he's Elvis.
Because he's Elvis, okay. Anyway.
That's fine. Whatever. Right. Anyway. So. Okay. Another important thing at the end.
Yes.
As Dr. P is leaving Adam after she was just like, oh, I'm not obsessed, I'm in love with Jack. She also passes by...
Right. Phyllis's room.
Uh-huh, and Jack had been in there...
Just checking in on her.
Yeah, checking in on Phyllis, like, hey, what's up? Yeah.
But earlier, Patty had been really having a not a breakdown, but a hissy fit.
Yes.
Because Jack had been gone so much.
Yes.
And he's always taking care of his sister, and it's all about his sister and business, and I never get to see him and have sex with him, and, you know, that's all she wants to do.
And she's kind of got the Patty voice going. She kind of dropped the Dr. P voice.
Yeah,
for a
and
while.
That was when, you know, as we're seeing in the very beginning, that Jack was starting to say, she's not acting like herself.
Mm-hmm. And when he was in with Phyllis, like, just checking on Phyllis, he was even saying, you know, there's something about Emily that just...
It's just not right.
And Phyllis goes, well, you did marry her after, like, a month.
Right, yeah, that was great.
And he was like, well, you know, I guess there are just some things I'm learning.
But we knew each other, you know, from the beginning. We felt like we'd known each other our whole lives. And yeah. It was just like,
they all say that.
That's the hormone stock, and that's... I know. They don't pay attention to that.
No. So. Serves him right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Anyway.
So Patty sees him in hanging out with
Phyllis
and freaks out again.
Yeah.
Because she's like, he was supposed to be at his sister's, and how come we couldn't have sex now, and, you know, he's here.
Yeah.
And so her back is all riled up because she doesn't like Phyllis anyway.
Uh-huh.
And sees them together. So once Jack leaves, she comes in to check on Phyllis.
Who's asleep. And, like, the lights are low. Yeah, I think Phyllis is asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's one of those soap opera moments where she's just like,
I'm gonna kill you!
But sneaky and sly under her breath. I don't know. Yeah.
She's not gonna do something. She's gonna do something. Phyllis will wake up.
Patty's days as Emily are definitely numbered.
Yeah, I think so.
So. Okay. And, okay, the last thing.
Yeah, they're all,
they did the DNA test for Faith.
Did the DNA test.
They all gather back at Ashley's house. Yeah, the results are in. It's
Billy and Jack and Ashley and Faith and Victor.
And, like, the thing is, I feel terrible for Ashley because she spent, like, the whole night up and she's like, I have to make a schedule.
Getting all this stuff. She knows. The baby stuff. Oh, yeah.
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 And why are there so many people in the room?
That was the thing I couldn't understand. It was like, okay, it really only concerns
her and Victor and Sharon and Nick.
And Sharon and Nick. And Phyllis tangentially, because she's the...
Yeah, but Phyllis isn't even there, so she doesn't even need to be there.
No. But she's Nick's wife, so it would have been appropriate for her to be there.
Okay, sure.
Sort of along the same lines, it's okay for Nikki to be there. But not really.
No.
I thought that she was out of place.
Right? Yeah,
she was.
Oh, wait a minute. She was there. She just dropped by Phyllis later.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So, but, you know, Billy kind of didn't really need to be there. Jack didn't really need to be there.
Victoria
definitely didn't need to be there. So, yeah, but there were a lot of people there.
Let's put your pain in the spotlight.
Right, yeah. So Victor reads the results. Big shocker.
Yeah, we all knew.
There was, you know, a bit of a moment where Ashley breaks down and just says, I can't do it. I can't, not tonight.
Yeah.
Can we please do this tomorrow?
Yeah.
And
they're all kind of looking around like,
I know, because we don't trust you enough to freak the hell out. And, you know.
Awkward.
Right. By the way, no. But I did like the fact that the writers wrote it so that within a reasonable amount of time, Ashley gets her act together.
Yeah.
And is the one to give the baby to Sharon.
Yeah.
And it's not that the baby is wrenched from her. We don't have the whole...
Sure.
They all rush out and she's left screaming in the house. It was all, you know, fairly dignified and horrible and awful. I felt so bad for Ashley.
I know.
It was just like, oh my God, you poor thing.
I think about realistically for a baby too. I mean, really, isn't it sort of horrible for a baby to be taken away from, like, the mother that
the only mother that she's bonded with,
which they've super bonded. It's not like Ashley is a Victoria mom.
Or a Summer.
exactly. Yeah. I mean, of course.
They have gone out of their way that, you know, Ashley is raising this baby, and you know, it's not a nanny
So my
situation.
Suggestion to them, from my professional point of view.
Oh, yes.
Nick is extraneous. Victor is totally extraneous.
Oh, Victor couldn't care less.
Not involved at all.
Yeah.
So Ashley and Sharon should get together and raise it together.
Damn right. Yeah. Faith has two mommies.
They both lived in that house.
Mm-hmm. They get along well. They've lived together before.
Yeah. Why not?
Because you can't have two moms like that in that situation. Ashley would
probably
not be able to give up the alpha mom
position
mom.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. No. In a perfect world, absolutely.
Yeah.
But.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we ended at that point. So much, so much has happened.
Yeah.
And I guess we can only see where it will go next week.
Yeah.
Anything else important?
No, my hope for Faith is that now that she is out of Ashley's clutches, mm-hmm. she'll find something other than pink and white to wear. Because really, they've yeah. done it to death. It's yeah. like, get that baby some other clothes. You're oh right. my God.
You're right.
You know, one or two outfits here and there, great. Yeah. Not every day, not all the time. That's yeah. just cruel.
Sure.
You wind up with Abby.
You would. Okay. So. Okay, so we're going to do our other podcast, mm-hmm. so make sure you get that one, too.
Right. At your leisure.
At your leisure.
Not now. Right now. Not this second.
At this very absolute moment.
Yeah.
Don't forget but to don't... go to the blog, mm-hmm. yrupdates.blogspot.com, or we mm-hmm. have our Facebook page.
Right.
Which there's a link on the blog. I swear I really don't know what our Facebook page is. But no I'm clue. Sure if you, like,
I think if you go to Facebook and searched for
Young and the Restless,
Young and the
Recap.
Restless Recap, yeah.
We're on
and
there.
It's spelled out, right?
Yeah.
On the Facebook page?
Okay. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Okay.
I know I created it, and I know I'm kind of, like, monitoring
You're the
it. But
I did like that you made me an administrator as well, though. I thought that was...
Well, I was hoping you'd do something in your sickness.
Dude, really... Just walking across the room was a trial. So. Yeah.
Well, that's how I felt about podcasting withdrawal. I was lurching across the room like, I can't make it.
No, honestly, you would have wound up talking by yourself because I couldn't
talk. I'm
pretty
sure. I believed you.
Yeah.
So. Okay. See you later.